Affordable Care Act, as you may know, that was not the only ruling that we got from the Supreme Court yesterday. By a 6-3 vote, the 2005 Federal Stolen Valor Act was struck down. That act made it a crime to lie about having served in the military, but the court declared that invalid under the First Amendment. This case stretches back to the case of Javier Alvarez, who falsely claimed to have received the Medal of Honor at a public hearing.
You don't have the Medal of Honor, and you claim that you do.
It's not there. They got it all miswritten.
Do you have the Medal of Honor?
No, I don't.
Why did you claim that you do?
When I explain myself incorrectly. People took it out of context.
Mr. Alvarez was sentenced to pay a $5,000 fine. Maybe he can get some of that money back now, because according to the Supreme Court, what he did is not a crime. Joining us now, Pam Sternis. She wrote a paper called Stolen Valor about those who never served in the military, falsely claiming military rewards. That paper became the blueprint of the Stolen Valor Act. And also with us is Doug Sterner, her husband. Doug is the curator of the Military Times Hall of Valor, a database of more than 100,000 military award citations, and they both join us from their home in Virginia. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Pam, I wonder your reaction. I mean, I assume you must be disappointed in the Supreme Court ruling.
Well, I am disappointed that they still are thinking this is a freedom of speech issue when all along we have thought of it more as an identity theft type of thing or a misrepresentation. These people aren't simply saying something. They are pretending to be somebody that they're not. And we felt that that was a whole different realm.
Have you had a chance to read through the Supreme Court ruling?
I've not. I've skimmed through it to get some basic ideas of what it was they said, and it looks like they were basically using a lot of the same arguments that the lower court in California had used.
Although I have to say, Pam, there must be some kind of thrill in having a paper that you wrote actually discussed and debated in the Supreme Court.
It was really exciting, and we had the opportunity to actually attend that hearing and be able to watch the whole system in progress. So I learned a lot more about the system that way even than I did learn in school, so it was exciting.
So let me turn to your husband, Doug Sterner. Doug, back to the drawing board, right? I mean, if the problem here is, as Pam describes it, the theft of an identity, claiming to be something that you're not, how do you now, in light of the Supreme Court ruling, how do you deal with that problem in the future?
Well, fortunately, Congressman Joe Heck of Nevada went back to the drawing board a year ago, and he has before a House subcommittee H.R. 1775, the Stolen Valor Act of 2011. It would add a fraud clause that takes the bill out of the free speech element and makes it a fraud case. It also is more expansive in that it would punish even claiming to be a veteran
and
it was used for fraud.
Under the idea of fraud, which would mean, let me be clear here, that you would only be able to, you only face penalties if you did it on, say, a resume?
It would only be punishable if you had a benefit derived from those claims.
In other words, tried to get, say, care from the VA.
Yeah, or money, or whatever the court is going to define as a benefit.
All right, so you're actually putting together this extensive database to register all military awards. How difficult a proposition is that?
It's really a very simple proposition. It's data entry. It's just a lot of record, too many for one person like myself. That was our victory yesterday. 9 Supreme Court justices endorsed the Hall of Valor. And so to me, that was exciting. And maybe now that gives us enough to get DOD to get behind this thing and either do it or help us complete it.
Explain what the Hall of Valor is.
It's an online searchable database with the names and citations of men and women who did get these awards. I mean, if the list of recipients is available, the frauds are quickly exposed by the truth.
All right, that's Doug Sterner. He's actually working on the curator of the Military Times Hall of Valor, which is this database he's talking about. Let me go back to you, Pam Sterner. You wrote the paper that was used as the basis for the Stolen Valor Act. You say it doesn't have anything to do with the First Amendment, but I wonder what the Supreme Court ruling then does in terms of free speech about military service. Does this then allow people to pretty much say what they like?
Yes, according to their ruling, you can tell people you're a SEAL, a Navy SEAL. You can, you know, even in a speech where you've got a crowd that are actually thinking that you're a veteran, you can tell them that you've earned, you know, any medal you want to, including the Medal of Honor, which is the highest award that someone can receive. And so, basically, this just protects absolutely anything that you say. It'll be interesting to know if you can then go on to say that you're a police officer or you're a judge or, according to this ruling, there really is no speech. It used to be that they said false speech is not protected speech, but now they're saying that they don't believe that anymore.
I think that in many places there's laws against misrepresenting yourself as a police officer, but you think this opens up the door to other types of fraudulent representations?
I believe it does. I believe you could lie to the FBI or anyone that you wanted to lie to at this point.
Pam Sterner wrote the paper called Stolen Valor about people who never served in the military, falsely claiming military awards. That paper became the blueprint of the Stolen Valor Act, which was struck down yesterday by the Supreme Court. Doug Sterner is her husband. He's the curator of the Military Times Hall of Valor, which actually categorizes all hundreds of thousands of military award citations in a database. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.